The Anchoress, 5. One night in particular, I dreamt I stole from the isolate into the forest. In a vision, I'd seen a tent of sticks and linden in which burned an amber light that was our Lord's voice saying, "There was more I wished to say before, and correction must." I took the danger at its word, setting into the woods filled with blister, bandit fire, once an arrow. So many shed by war and wasting then. First my vow, then a departure which made of me the way of God to go against him, just how a silversmith takes a piece of hollowware, fills it with hot metal, leaves behind swage blocks and hammer, and pour silver over a sapling found dead one day past, simply to preserve a beauty in the horror woods. And so I left the cell for the linden of my vision, but it was not there as it had appeared to me. All I felt was peril, and very far from the promises, and no interspersing God. Then, not from the linden, but from the terror, I heard the Lord depart these words. Not for, but because. I was tortured by, I meant to, and that was all. An unlocking silence fell over the trees, and I embarked out of dream to my cell, in which I wrote swiftly this letter to you, who remain your own terror.